Two major developments in the criminal investigation of the insurrection at the Capitol. A member of the anti-government militia known as the Oath Keepers pleaded guilty to seditious conspiracy and agreed to cooperate with the government. And prosecutors gave opening statements to a jury in the first trial stemming from the riot. NPR investigative correspondent Tom Dreisbach has been at the courthouse in Washington. Tom, let's start with the case against this member of the Oath Keepers. What can you tell us about his guilty plea?
Right. So yesterday we got word that this member of the group, his name is Joshua James, was going to enter a guilty plea, but we did not know to what charge. He's 34 years old from Alabama. Prosecutors had accused him of leading a military-style stack formation as they breached the Capitol on January 6, 2021. Well, last night he said he would plead guilty to two charges: obstruction of an official proceeding, which is a fairly common felony charge in this case, and seditious conspiracy against the United States, which is certainly one of the most serious and against only a small number. We learned last night he would also be cooperating with the government, sitting for interviews with the FBI, and providing testimony in these cases.
Wow, so how significant is that?
Very significant. I mean, other members of the Oath Keepers have pleaded guilty to certain charges. But this is the first guilty plea for this specific crime, seditious conspiracy. And James was charged in the same indictment as the founder of the Oath Keepers, a man named Stuart Rhodes. At last night, given that he's decided to cooperate, you know, if he gives a certain amount of information to the prosecution, it could be a major leg up in their prosecutorial efforts. However, Stuart Rhodes, we should say, has pleaded not guilty. He is currently locked up pending trial.
All right. Now, as we mentioned, this week was the start of the first jury trial stemming from January 6th. So tell us about this case.
That's right. This is the case against a man from Texas named Guy Reffitt. It took about two full days for a jury to be seated, and yesterday I was in the courtroom for opening statements. Prosecutors spoke for about 30 minutes, described the defendant as the tip of this spear of the violent mob that day. He accused Reffitt of leading a mob up the steps to the Capitol while wearing a bulletproof vest, a helmet, and carrying a gun significantly. He said Reffitt only turned back after police repeatedly hit him with pepper balls and pepper spray. Now, Reffitt is not accused of entering the Capitol or physically attacking police, but prosecutors made the case that he was leading the mob that would eventually overtake that building.
What did Reffitt's attorney say?
He only spoke for about 3 minutes yesterday. He said this case was a rush to judgment, that it was based on, quote, hype. Most importantly, the attorney flatly denied that Reffitt had a gun that day, so that's a pretty significant factual dispute that the jury will have to look at.
All right. Any testimony stand out yesterday?
Well, we heard, you know, importantly from two members of the Capitol Police who were there that day. They described this intense fear they felt when they were overwhelmed by the rioters. There was one veteran of the Capitol Police we heard from who was in the command center making calls to the FBI, the Secret Service, Park Police, and she started crying on the stand when she talked about hearing officers on the radio screaming for help because it was her job to try to make sure they got the resources they needed to be safe. Some of the most anticipated testimony, though, in this case is going to come from the defendant's son. We're expecting him to testify soon, and he actually turned his father into law enforcement and is providing recordings to the prosecution that they're going to play at this trial.
That's NPR investigative correspondent Tom Dreisbach. Tom, thanks.
Thank you.